In this session, we're looking at how to release negative emotions and how to take the stress out of your life. But first, we need to look at where the negative emotions come from. They come mostly from distortions of our need wants. A want is a fear. Not satisfied, we get what we want. It stops us being happy in the moment now. You've probably already started listening to the Release Negative Emotions technique from the Personal Transformations Pack. Now we will move it up a step, because the more you practice the technique, the more it becomes a natural habit, and eventually you won't even need to think about the technique at all. There are many different negative emotions we can experience, from anger, envy, jealousy, greed, anxiety, and so many more. But we want to keep things simple and say that most are based in a fear. A fear of lack, a fear of loss. A negative emotion is basically a fear, but there's usually nothing to fear but the fear itself. Over 90% of our fears never eventuate unless we keep focusing on them. So let's look at what's happening in the body when we feel emotions. We have good feeling emotions, bad feeling emotions. And feeling is the operative word here. We feel emotions, but what is it we're actually feeling? Nothing more than electrochemical sensations in the body. You're not your feelings. The feelings are just a process. Just a process that's happening in the body. And what causes them? Our instincts or our thoughts? It's the sensations that we react against. When we feel good, we get pleasant sensations and react by trying to cling to them, and they soon pass. And when we feel bad, we have an aversion to them. An aversion, we try to suppress them. We resist them. And what we resist persists and grows stronger. Now, it's amazing that the historical Buddha Gautama told us the same thing 2,500 years ago, that reacting to sensations causes most of our suffering. But you don't need to go off to a cave and meditate for years to alleviate this suffering. This simple yet effective technique can be used at any time of day and night. As children, we're able to let go of the way we felt quite quickly. We didn't hold on to things. A child can be crying one minute and laughing the next. As we get older, we start to get attachments to things. We hold on to things, often not willing to let them go. A stubborn refusal, in fact. Even though they may be causing a great deal of discomfort and stress. You see, emotions are nothing more than a bodily process, with its cause in the way we think. And many of the thoughts are subconscious generalizations based on past experience. These have become our beliefs. What was good for us in the past? Or what was bad for us in the past? What was painful or what was pleasurable? Many of our beliefs were formed by what was painful or pleasurable in our past experience, when we made a judgment about what was good for us or bad for us, and the judgment that we made created the belief. And many of these judgments were made when we were children, without a fully rational faculty of mind. But we build, strengthen, and weaken beliefs all through our lives. We will break all negative emotions down into three wants, just for simplicity. A want for approval. A want for control. A want for security. A want is never satisfied till we get what we want. This creates much of the stress in our lives, as it triggers a fear response, a flight or fight response. This in turn changes the body's physiology by releasing adrenaline, noradrenaline, cortisol, the uncomfortable sensations that we feel that's telling us to run away or fight. The want for approval is a distortion, the need for love and connection. We can never get everybody's approval. In fact, it's almost impossible to get one person's approval all the time. the want for approval is why public speaking rates the highest of fears. There's no guarantee that people approve of what you look like, what you've got to say, or how you were saying it. But we don't need anyone's approval. As children, when disconnecting habits were using us, or the connecting habits withdrawn, we felt we weren't approved of. We were unloved, unworthy, not accepted for who we were. And this want kicked in. It's a want that's impossible to satisfy, and it stops us living in the moment. Stops us living to the full and enjoying just who we are. The second want, the want to control, is a distortion of the need for empowerment. Empowerment is to have an influence over your life. But the want to control is the want to control anything and everything. Even controlling what others are doing. You can't even control your body as it ages. A want for control stops you going with the flow. And as you begin to start swimming against the current, you'll find it's tiring. Even if you're lucky, you'll only find smaller rivers and streams and eventually end up on the rocks. Letting go and going with the flow leads you to an ocean of good feelings. You see, everything's happening spontaneously in the moment. We can have some influence over it, but no real control. And then we have the want for security. This is a distortion of the need for survival, but it can also be based in the need for approval. Security of relationships, assets, income, job, title. You see, nothing lasts forever. Nothing is permanent. We're all seeking permanence, but nothing is permanent. All relationships end because we can't live forever. Governments make rules that can affect assets and jobs. Companies restructure, some go out of business. Many think that material possessions show our level of success in the world, but that's just a want for approval. The psychological definition of a successful person is a happy person, and you just have to read the papers to see many celebrity millionaires not living a happy life. All we really need is food, shelter, freedom from harm, and our health to survive. In fact, neurological tests done on thousands of subjects have shown that a few Buddhist monks tested have the happiest mindsets, which is interesting considering they own nothing and live off the charity of others. There's nothing wrong with having nice things in life and expecting more in the future, but if your life revolves around wanting them or protecting them, you can't be happy now because you are always living in fear. You don't even need to know which one is causing the problem or what you are thinking that's creating the feelings. Although it often helps to know what the problem is, sometimes the problem is a subconscious generalization created and is creating an anxious feeling. You just need to use your emotions as a guide. First, it helps to recognize that we are usually trying to push them away and resist them. So the first thing we need to do is accept them and allow them to be here. Now just let's go through the process of letting go negative emotions. First, take a look inside. Find all the thoughts and the feelings that are bothering you. Allow them to just be here as best you can. Now we often find when we bring in thoughts and feelings that bother us that there's a resistance to them. Just allow the resistance to be here, if there is any. Go into the feeling and recognize that these feelings are just sensations, a process in the body, not you, and allow them to be here as best you can. And see if you can relax into these feelings and accept them even more. You might notice them getting lighter even now. Accept these sensations as your own creation and accept that you have a choice to perpetuate them or to let them go. If there are thoughts associated with these feelings, accept the thoughts. Accept the thoughts and allow them to be here You see, the thoughts are just a process too. Allow them to be here as best you can. And accept that you have a choice again to perpetuate them or to let them go. This is just a choice. See if you can relax more into the thoughts and the feelings, more into an acceptance of them, an acceptance of your choice in it all. An acceptance that you don't need anyone's approval. An acceptance that you can't control anything or anybody. An acceptance that security, it's just an illusion. Everything arises and passes away. And then relax more into the thoughts and the feelings. This acceptance that everything is arising and passing away, even the thoughts and feelings, nothing is permanent. Here today, gone tomorrow, or here today, gone today, it's your choice. Ask yourself if it's worth suffering. Is it worth the suffering you create by holding on to these thoughts and feelings, or is it worth the relief you will feel by letting them go? Accept and relax into them as best you can. Then give yourself permission to let them go by asking, can I let them go? You can say yes or no. It doesn't really matter. Will I let them go? And then when? When you say now, say it with a sigh, as though you're just letting go of the whole thing. And imagine the thoughts, feelings, sensations dissolve and disperse throughout the body and mind. Just imagine them melt away and then relax even more into an acceptance of them. You may be feeling lighter inside now, less tense and stressed. You see, when you stop running away from the way we feel, when we look right into it, we usually find there's nothing there at all. You can also use your imagination to help you with this. Some imagine knots in the stomach loosening and dissolving. Others it's butterflies dispersing. Others imagine breathing out black clouds as they say now and let it go. There's no limit to the amount of metaphors that we can use to assist with this. Use your imagination to find something that works for you. Sometimes it's like the layers of an onion. We need to let go a number of times to fully release it. We take off the layers of the onion to find that there's no real centre there. Because when you get down to the core of these negative beliefs, you find there's nothing there at all. So again, look inside, find the thoughts, the feelings that bother you. Allow them to be there as best you can. You might find some resistance to this, but just allow the resistance to be there if there is any. Then go into the feeling and recognize that these are just sensations. That these are just a process in the body, not you. Allow them to be here as best you can. See if you can relax into these feelings and accept them even more. Accept these sensations as your own creation. And accept that you have a choice to perpetuate them or to let them go. If there are thoughts associated with these feelings, accept the thoughts. Allow them to be, you see. The thoughts are just a process too. Allow them to be as best you can. And accept that you have a choice, again, to perpetuate them or to let them go. It's just a choice. See if you can relax even more into the thoughts and feelings, more into an acceptance of them, an acceptance of your choice in it all, and relax more into the thoughts and feelings, with an acceptance that everything is arising and passing away, that nothing is permanent, including your thoughts and feelings. Your choice. Ask yourself if it's worth the suffering you create by holding on to these thoughts and feelings, or is it worth the relief you'll feel by letting them go? Accept and relax into them as best you can. Then give yourself permission to let them go by asking, can I let them go? will I let them go? And when? And when you say now, with a sigh, just imagine those thoughts and feelings dissolve and disperse throughout the body and mind. Imagine them melt away, and then relax even more into an acceptance of them. Now continue to practice the technique until you establish it as a habit. And you will find your life becoming less stressed and much happier. You see, like everything in this course, it's repetition that establishes the habits in the mind. And when you continue to release and develop this as a habit in your mind, then it starts to filter into every area of your life, and your life becomes much calmer, more content, and much freer. So continue to listen to the CDs and continue to release on all the things that bother you. And each day you'll find it gets better and better.